Well, when I was asked to speak on when will we ever learn, obviously men was the subject that came to mind. So first of all, a little bit about me. I'm heterosexual and I love them. But there is something that I need to tell you about men, as we don't seem to have learnt it yet. Here it is, girls. Take notes. Being an eternal optimist, I would like to announce that I believe what I'm about to say is only true of 90% of heterosexual males. I believe, as a matter of good faith, that there are some men out there of whom these things are not true. It's just that I've never met one, and nor has any woman that I know. But I believe, as a matter of principle, that these things are not always true. So, in case you haven't learnt this so far, men don't listen. Men don't, won't, and can't communicate. Men don't care what any woman is thinking or feeling. From a woman's point of view, men are emotionally illiterate. And yet, we go on expecting them to be like us. And then we're disappointed when they're not. Are we ever going to learn? When are women going to stop expecting from men the kind and quality of conversations that we have with each other? Haven't we noticed yet? Men are not interested in intimacy. They try to pretend that they are. In order to seduce a woman, some men can spend hours over dinner staring dreamily into a woman's eyes, nodding and smiling, and engaging in equal amounts of speaking and listening, doing a very fair imitation of conversation. But because we can't seem to learn, we expect them to continue this pretense after we've been to bed with them. Imagine! Most women even expect their husbands to be interested in what they're thinking after they're married. Well, no man is up to this kind of challenge. We know that he's interested in some things, in his work if he's lucky. He may be passionate about his career and passionate about making his mark. He may be passionate about his hobby, bless them. Rugby or shooting innocent creatures, if he's what's still known as upper class, perhaps. Machines of some kind if he's middle class, cars, computers, anything that's shiny. And if he's what's known as working class, then he seems to be mainly interested in football or football. Men are good for a number of tasks, putting up shelves, for example, and warming up the bed at night. Of course, as any independent woman knows, buying a hot water bottle and finding the number of a good local odd jobs person renders them totally redundant. Of course, some of them can be useful in helping to pay the bills, but if one of them leaves the house, you have to keep an eye on them or they're likely to start competing in the workplace, trying to prove that they're better than the next one of them instead of working cooperatively. They shout at one another and often, if left totally to their own devices, will start organising wars and all manner of trouble. So when one leaves the house, it's necessary to check that he isn't making money at someone else's expense, but is making a genuine contribution to society, as he doesn't think like that, as we know. I'm not suggesting that we try and change the creatures. That's one thing that we have learned. Any attempt in that direction is utterly hopeless. So here is the truth once and for all. Love one, women, by all means. I recommend it, in fact, as an exercise in spiritual growth. But let us women stop saying, "Why doesn't he talk to me? Why doesn't he listen? Why doesn't he understand me?" Women, give up. He doesn't. He won't. It really is time we learned. If you want an interesting conversation, phone a friend. That is, of course, a girlfriend.
Isabel Lozada, do all women think like you?
As far as I know.
Not enough.
Dominic Sambrook, do you recognise yourself there?
Well, obviously, I wasn't really listening, so I was thinking about making my mark and football and history. Well, I wouldn't recognise myself, but the terrible thing is I suspect my wife would recognise me from that.
Well, look forward to hearing from you, Mrs.
That's the biggest problem that you've come across, that or the biggest issue in relationships is that you expect people to change, you should know better, but they never do.
No, they won't change, but it's the eternal optimism of women. I mean, I'm watching The Next Generation now, and I read this out to my daughter, and I said, well, of course, it is a little bit tongue-in-cheek. And she said, no, it isn't. Which bit of it's not true?
And you think men don't want their women to change?
Women, of course, are all totally perfect and totally right on all matters anyway. So there's no change is necessary.